artificial intelligence is becoming a buzzword in education circles. Before we dive in, could you clarify what we mean by AI tools in the classroom context and how they're distinct from traditional edtech?
Absolutely. Unlike static edtech platforms, AI tools are dynamic systems that adapt to student input in real time. For example, an AI-powered math tutor can adjust difficulty based on a student's answers, offering personalized paths, much like a GPS recalculating routes, depending on traffic.
That GPS analogy really highlights the adaptability. Now, some educators worry AI systems might replace human teachers. How do you see AI complementing rather than competing with classroom instruction?
Great question. AI excels at automating routine tasks like grading quizzes or suggesting resources freeing teachers to focus on mentorship and deeper learning. Think of AI as a teaching assistant that handles repetitive work, not a replacement for human creativity and empathy.
Building on your earlier point about adaptability, let's talk about personalization. How do AI tools tailor educational content to individual students, and what impact does this have on engagement levels?
AI systems analyze patterns in student performance, like which questions they struggle with, or AC and modify lessons accordingly. A 2022 Stanford study found that students using adaptive learning platforms showed a 30% increase in participation compared to those with static curricula.
That's a significant jump. But what about students who might feel isolated learning with AI? How do these tools foster, rather than hinder, classroom interaction?
Excellent concern. Many platforms now include collaborative AI features, such as group problem-solving prompts or real-time peer feedback, designed to spark conversation and active learning. The AI essentially acts as a social facilitator rather than just a solo tutor.
Let's transition to practical challenges. Some students disengage due to boredom or frustration. How can AI directly address these engagement barriers, especially in diverse classrooms?
AI can detect early signs of disengagement through response latency or declining accuracy. For instance, if a student hesitates, the system might shift to gamified activities or introduce visual aids, much like a coach, spotting fatigue and changing tactics mid-game.
That proactive adjustment reminds me of how Netflix recommends new genres when we lose interest. Are there examples where this has led to measurable improvements in classroom participation?
Definitely. In a Chicago pilot, AI-driven interventions reduced dropout rates in digital courses by 18%. Teachers reported that students felt seen and motivated as the curriculum seemed to respond intelligently to their needs in real time.
Before we wrap up, it's important to discuss the ethical and logistical aspects. What are the key risks educators should watch for when integrating AI, and how can they ensure responsible use?
Data privacy tops the list. AI systems collect vast amounts of student information, so robust safeguards are essential. Bias is another issue. Algorithms trained on limited data may disadvantage certain groups, as seen in multiple studies highlighting disparities in AI grading.
Given these concerns, what steps can schools take to balance innovation and responsibility as they adopt AI tools?
Transparency is crucial. Educators should involve stakeholders in tool selection, regularly audit AI outcomes, and provide students with opt-out options where possible. Combining these safeguards with ongoing teacher training ensures AI enhances, rather than undermines, equitable learning.